So, Sandra, everyone has something that they're into. I know running, for instance, as far as a form of fitness, I think is literally spawn of the devil. But I'm going to try and endeavour to get better at it, because I always think it's grand to go with your strengths, but sometimes you should go with your weaknesses. But spinning. You've been a spin instructor here in Shoreline for, probably shouldn't say, how many years, should we?
Too many.
many years. And I've done spinning classes with you on and off over the years. I have to say, I always come back to spinning, and it's a thing that people, a lot of people say they hate. But I think for me, it's the music. What is it you love so much about teaching spinning and doing it?
I think the main thing is finding the music and just getting into the zone. With the spinning, generally, I would tell anybody, give it a chance. As in, don't judge it on your first or second class, even your third class. It's meant to be tough, but once you get into it, you will enjoy it.
Because the good thing about it, isn't it? And it's interesting you should say give it till your third class, because loads of people give it a class and then say, I'm just never doing that again. And loads of people have said that to me. For me, it's the 90s dance tunes. They just keep me going through anything. But also, you can sort of do it to your own pace, can't you?
Yeah, well, so the way we have it set up in Shoreline at the moment, so we have an ICG class, which you're given a score in your bike. So it's like having a handicap in a sport or something like that. So everybody's working on their own individual abilities. And it just means that even you could have a beginner and, say, a triathlete in your class, and they're both going to find the class as hard for themselves. One person isn't going to absolutely die after class and the other person walk out feeling fantastic. Mm. Well, you will feel fantastic.
Never, ever will you feel fantastic. And once it's over, you actually do feel quite good. What's the average calorie burn in a spin class?
Depends on the person, really. I suppose you could go anywhere from 300 up to... I had a guy the other night who did 800 calories in his class. I don't know what he was doing, but he was in my class.
Wow, that is incredible, yeah. Isn't it?
And distance-wise as well, you might do anywhere up to 30-35k maybe. It depends on, again, how long the class is and resistance wise and everything, what tracks and stuff you're doing on the bike.
Okay, and what part of the body are you working, apart from the obvious, the legs? Is it sort of giving your upper body a little bit of a workout depending on whether you're doing it correctly or not?
Generally just really the legs, I suppose. A bit of core, because you're kind of keeping yourself
bracing
up on
yourself.
The bike and stuff, yeah. I don't know, some instructors might do upper body workouts and that on the bike as well, but for me it's mainly burn out the legs.
Yes, and that you do very, very well. All right, okay, and listen, so what you're saying to people is don't try it once, give it till a third time, and then you may well grow to like it.
Yeah, and find someone, like every instructor is going to be different, everyone's going to use different music, I suppose methods, yeah. Try a few instructors even and try a few classes of each person, but there'll definitely be a class there that you will enjoy anyway. There's the body pump classes on as well.
Different beast.
Yes, totally different. That's upper, lower, core, shoulders, everything.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. All right, well, keep up the good work. I managed, I think it was 420 calories today, which means my old me would have had a chocolate bar night tonight for that. But now I'm trying to do it the other way around. But thanks a million, and thanks for chatting to us today.
No problem. Good to talk to you.